On peut faire un essai, juste pour le son.
She was very beautiful, you know.
Ouais, c'est un peu comme Bob Marley, quoi.
On prendra ça?
Non.
Is that a proposition?
It's more comfortable on the couch, isn't it?
Monsieur Hulot?
Yeah.
I'm not more talking.
Don't be so modest.
Incurable. Vous êtes au courant?
Oh, son histoire des photos, il est fou. Je trouve ça complètement idiot.
Elle est quand même pas mal, non?
Pas mal.
Vous êtes amoureuse de lui?
Mais qu'est-ce qui vous prend? Mais ça va pas, non?
Rien, je disais ça comme ça. Faut pas vous fâcher. Simplement travailler avec un type toute la journée, ça peut donner des idées, c'est normal.
Moi, je suis anormale, si c'est ça que vous voulez dire.
Pas commode, hein? Je trouve marrante. Vous êtes sûrement une affaire, mais vous ne devez pas le savoir.
Quelle prétention!
Oh, vous n'avez pas compris. Cherchez pas à me placer.
Vous avez ce qu'il vous faut?
Exact.
Elle est jolie?
Elle sent très jolie.
Oh là là, quel salaud.
Allez, salut poupée.
Tout en haut du tipi d'abou, la fête est dure tout au long de l'année. À la fête, on perd la tête. Mais moi, je n'ai pas besoin d'avoir de tête. Je m'en moque puisque j'ai un cœur. La vie est magnifique, le ciel toujours bleu. Sois pas mélancolique, la vie est un jeu. J'aime.
Tes yeux, tes mains, tes lèvres. Nos silences, nos paroles. La lumière qui s'en va, la lumière qui revient. Un seul sourire pour nous deux. Par besoin de savoir, j'ai vu la nuit crier le jour. Sans que nous changeons d'apparence. Ô bien-aimé de tous et bien-aimé d'un seul, en silence ta bouche a promis d'être heureuse. De loin en loin, dit la haine. De proche en proche, dit l'amour.
Elle était l'étoile du nord de la nouvelle vague. La compagne de Jean-Luc, l'amie de Serge, la fiancée de rêve de tous les autres et une chère amie pour nous. Anna Karina s'en va un jour de grand vent et de soleil. Nous lui rendrons l'hommage qu'elle mérite au mois de janvier avec ce sacré Godard qui lui en a fait voir de belles. Bonsoir à tous, bienvenue dans Certains l'aiment fip, une émission de Susanna Poveda et Denis Soula. Programmation musicale Pierre-François, mixage Axel Botton, aujourd'hui Richard Linklater.
Won't you wear my ring up around your neck to tell the world
Won't you wear my ring up around your neck to tell the world I'm yours by hand. Let them know I love you so, and let them know by the ring around your neck. Well, they say that boy's daddy's not the proper thing. They say that we're too young to know the meaning of a ring. I only know what love, love you, and that he loves me too. Oh, darling, this is what I ask of you. Won't you have my ring around your neck to tell the world I'm yours by hand. Let them see your love for me, and let them see by the ring.
Pour entamer certains Lemphip, Elvis, dont les films sont les premiers que le cinéaste américain Richard Linklater est allé voir avec ses parents dans les drive-in du Texas où il a grandi. À l'occasion de la rétrospective de son œuvre au Centre Pompidou à Paris, nous avons eu envie de revenir sur le travail de ce cinéphile autodidacte d'une voracité telle qu'il était capable d'avaler 700 films par an, allant jusqu'à fonder avec quelques copains étudiants l'équivalent d'une cinémathèque à Austin dont il demeure encore aujourd'hui le directeur artistique. Farouchement indépendant, Richard Linklater alterne films bricolés et gros budget, documentaires et romances à la narration chaque fois réinventée. Car oui, le temps est sa matière première, malaxée, tordue, étirée, raccourcie. Linklater joue avec comme un sculpteur avec sa glaise, et ce, dès son premier film, Slacker, condensé en une seule journée. En 2014, sort Boyhood, une magnifique prouesse temporelle où l'on voit un garçon grandir et sa famille vieillir avec lui par la vertu d'un tournage étalé sur 12 ans. On pense aussi à la trilogie Before, où un couple formé par Julie Delpy et Ethan Hawke se retrouve pendant une journée tous les 10 ans. Alors pourquoi faire des films? Pour tenter de retenir le temps, certains Lemphip vous proposent une tentative de réponse, comme nous aimons les faire, en musique, autre passion d'un cinéaste qui vient d'annoncer que son prochain film sera une comédie musicale.
Bus there? Do you ever have those dreams that are just completely real? I mean, they're so vivid, it's just like completely real. It's like there's always something bizarre going on in those. I have one about every 2 years or something. I always remember them really good. It's like there's always someone getting run over or something really weird. One time I had lunch with Tolstoy. Another time I was a roadie for Frank Zappa. Anyway, so this dream I just had, it was just like that, except instead of anything bizarre going on, I mean, there was nothing going on at all. Man, it was like the Omega Man. There was just nobody around. I was just traveling around, you know, staring out the windows of buses and trains and cars. When I was at home, I was like flipping through the TV stations endlessly, reading. I mean, how many dreams do you have where you read in a dream, you know?
Stevie Nicks, la chanteuse de Fleetwood Mac au générique de Rock Academy dans Certaines MFIP, puis le début de Slacker, premier long métrage de fiction de Richard Linklater, où il est déjà question de Tolstoï, de Frank Zappa ou encore de voyages rêvés et immobiles, sujet de prédilection du réalisateur texan. Slacker, les glandeurs en français, tourné en 1991 dans les rues d'Austin, caméra au point avec 20 000 $, brosse le portrait de jeunes gens qui ont quelques réticences à entrer dans le monde des adultes. Dans la lignée du cinéma d'Al Hartley ou de Clerks de Kevin Smith, le film est aujourd'hui considéré comme culte. À l'époque, un prix du jury à Sundance a surtout permis à Linklater de tourner Dazed and Confused d'après la chanson de Led Zeppelin.
that's not true. Wanted a woman, never bargained for you. Lots of people talking, few of them know. Soul of a woman was created for love. You heard and abused, telling all of your lies.
country is founded by people who were in the aliens, man. George Washington, man, he was in a cult. And the cult was in the aliens, man. You didn't know that?
No.
Oh, man, they were way into that type of stuff, man. Getting air from there, man. It's no good.
It was the last day of school.
Miss Crawford,
I was thinking that maybe you and I can get together over the summer. I mean, it'll be legal. I mean, can I...
It was the first day of summer vacation.
You guys know anything about a party here tonight?
No, sir.
It was a time they will never forget.
There's a new fiesta in the making as we speak.
I thought he was cute.
Oh, that's this.
You thought he was cute?
Do you realize when he graduated, we were like 3 years old?
If only they could remember it.
Okay.
So you're not going to go to law school? What do you want to do then?
I want to dance.
You going to be quarterback next year?
I don't know. I might not even play.
You're in need of a serious attitude adjustment, young man.
Super dominant male in a 50s greaser uniform.
That's what I love about these high school girls, man. I get older, they stay the same age.
The 50s were boring, the 60s rocked, the 70s, oh my God, they obviously suck.
Dazed and confused, see it with a bud.
Behind every good man, there's a woman. And that woman was Martha Washington, man. And every day George would come home, she'd have a big, fat bull waiting for him, man, when he'd come in the door, man. She was a hip lady, man.
Led Zeppelin, qui refusa en 1993 d'autoriser un jeune blanc-bec texan le droit d'utiliser sa chanson dans un film où se révélèrent Parker Posey, Mila Jovovich, Ben Affleck ou Matthew McConaughey. Réparation aujourd'hui par certains MFIP qui naviguent dans le cinéma de Richard Linklater, cinéaste ancré dans sa ville d'Austin, mais qui parle à la jeunesse du monde entier via des dialogues cyniques et loufoques qu'on retrouve également dans Suburbia en 1996, au son d'une musique de Stewart Copeland, de The Police, et de chansons de Beck, Sonic Youth, Elastica et des magistraux Bethel Surfers, extrait de Suburbia sur VIP.
Yes! Free concert!
So who are you? What do you mean?
Well, if we're like the man invisible, what are you?
I don't know. I'm an artist, I guess. You know, there's life, and then there's the people watching the life, commenting on it.
Yeah, well, that's what I do, too.
What?
Comment, say things, think, whatever. Why are you so special?
Well, I didn't say I was special, but it's one thing to think, you know, and it's another thing to actually communicate it to people.
You know, that is my worst fear, making a sound and no one hears it.
Mine too.
Wait a minute.
You know what I'm saying.
Sir, you make art, and you want people to see it.
Wait, what happened to the tree?
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that your tree is not artistic if no one cuts it down.
Jeff likes to argue for the sake of arguing.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
You do.
No, I don't.
It don't look that good. Well, it just goes to show, though people say we're an unlikely couple, I'm seeing double of you. Life and everything's alright. Living life. Oh, hope for the hopeless. I'm learning to cope with the emotionless mediocrity. Day to day living. How can I help but be restless when everything seems so tasteless? And all of the colors seem to have faded away. This is life, and everything's alright. Living life. Hold me like a mother would, like I've always known somebody should, yeah. Although tomorrow it don't look that good. Well, it just goes to show, though people say we're an unlikely couple. Doris Day and Martha Hubble. This is life, and everything's alright.
Sing you a waltz out of nowhere, out of my thoughts. Let me sing you a waltz about this one night stand. But now you're gone, you are far gone, all the way to your island of rain. It was for you just a one-night thing, but you were much more to me, just so you know. I hear rumors about you, about all the bad things you do. But when we were together alone, you didn't seem like a player at all. I don't care what they say, I know what you meant for me that day. I just want to it doesn't seem quite right. You meant for me much more than anyone I've met before. One single night with you, little Jesse, is worth a thousand with anybody. I have no bitterness, my sweet. I'll never forget this one night thing. Even tomorrow in other arms, my heart will stay yours until I die. Let me sing you a waltz out of nowhere, out of my blues. Let me sing you a waltz about this lovely one night stand.
L'émouvant et regretté Daniel Johnston, complice de longue date de Richard Linklater. Puis Julie Delpy dans Certain Lame Fip au générique d'une trilogie amoureuse avec Ethan Hawke, Before Sunrise, Sunset et Midnight, qui évoque les états d'âme et transports amoureux sur 20 ans d'un couple de hasard, une Française et un Américain, de Vienne au Péloponnèse, en passant par Paris.
Did you ever see Nina Simone in concert?
No, I never did. I can't believe she's gone.
I know, it's so sad. I saw her twice in concert. She was so great. That's one of my favorite songs of hers. Click, click, click. She was so great. She was so funny in concert. She would be right in the middle of a song and then, you know, stop and walk from the piano all the way to the edge of the stage, like really slowly. And she'd start talking to someone in the audience. Oh yeah, baby. Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Ooh, I love you too.
Do I move you? Is it thrilling? Do I groove you? Are you willing? Do I soothe you? Tell the truth now. Do I move you? Are you loose now? The answer better be. That pleases me. Are you ready for this action? Does it give you satisfaction? Please.
big man. I just wanna fight with everyone else. You're masquerade. I don't wanna be a part of your parade. Everyone deserves a chance to walk with everyone else while holding down a job to keep my girl around and maybe buy me some new strings and her a night out on the weekend. And we can whisper things, secrets from our American dreams. Baby needs some protection, but I'm a kid like everyone else. So let me go. I don't wanna be your hero. I don't wanna be a big man. I just wanna fight like everyone else.
A little birthday present for Mason.
Yeah, babe.
All right, this one needs a little explanation, okay? Open it up. I call that the Beatles Blackout. All right, what it is the best of John, Paul, George, and Ringo solo post-breakup.
Thanks.
Yeah, basically I put the band back together for you. You know, when you ever listen to too much of the solo stuff, it kind of becomes a drag, you know? But you put them next to each other, right? And they start to elevate each other. And then you can hear it. It's the Beatles. Yeah.
I don't know. I think I always just like Paul the best.
It doesn't matter. You know, you're missing the point. There is no favorite Beatle. That's what I'm saying. It's in the balance. That's what made them the greatest fucking rock band in the world. Okay? You know, and there's this decade of music out there that's been scattered. All right? And now it has been carefully found, arranged, and ordered for you by your loving father.
Very arranged and very organized over and over again by your loving father.
Yes, yes, yes. So, I mean, look at that, look at that. Top of volume 2, first 4 tracks. You got Band on the Run, Into My Sweet Lord, Into Jealous Guy, Into Photograph. Come on.
What I feel, I can't say.
Oh,
Family of the Year, puis George Harrison dans Boyhood de Richard Linklater dans Certain M. Fip. Fascinant projet que ce film sur l'enfance puis l'adolescence d'un jeune garçon élevé par ses parents divorcés, ballotté par la vie et qui s'en sort comme il peut. Un film unique en son genre car tourné par intermittence sur une période de 12 ans entre l'été 2002 et octobre 2013. Richard Linklater enregistre le passage du temps, les joies comme les peines, et parvient à nous toucher en plein cœur. Autour d'Ella Coltrane, choisi à l'âge de 7 ans, le cinéaste a réuni son acteur fétiche Ethan Hawke et Patricia Arquette.
And what is it that you do at these parties?
I don't know. Talk, dance, listen to music.
Uh-huh. And that's more fun to you than going camping with your brother and your father who love you.
Yes. Sorry.
Wow. Is there going to be alcohol there?
Probably not. Maybe some of the seniors.
I know what this party is. The parents are out of town, right? Somebody's scored a keg, right? You guys are gonna have a good time. Trash the whole house, right? No. Am I right?
No, Dad. Amy's really responsible.
Mm-hmm. Who's gonna be there?
Marie, Christine, Amy, everyone.
Listen, you guys, You know what? Normal kids would have been stoked to slack off, but not you guys, because you're not normal. You're special. And because I think you guys have the right attitude, I think it's time we started our new class project.
A science project?
No, it's called Rock Band.
Is this a school project?
Yes, and it's a requirement. And it may sound easy, but nothing could be harder. It will test your head and your mind and your brain, too.
Will other schools be competing?
You could say that.
You're gonna look fine. You're primed for dancing. You're gonna trip and glide out on a trampoline plane. Your diamond hands will be stacked with roses and wind and cars and people of the past. I'll call you thin just when the moon sings. Place your face in stone upon a star and grip to the arms of the changeless madman. We'll dance our lives away in the boardrooms of Mars. You talk about day, I'm talking about nighttime. When monsters call out the names of men, Bob Dylan knows, and I bet Adam Free did. There are things at night that are better not to behold. You dance with your lizard leather boots on, pull the strings that change the faces of men. You diamond proud hag, you a gutter gone gangster. John Lennon knows your name, and I've seen his. Rock! Call out the names of men. Bob Dylan knows, and I bet Adam Free did. There are things in night that are better not to behold. You dogs with your lizard leather boots on, pull the strings that change the faces of men. You diamond proud hag, you a gutter gone gangster. John Lennon knows your name, and I've seen you.
Steve Bloom dans Before Sunrise de Richard Linklater, puis Jack Black et ses élèves de la Rock Academy, School of Rock en VO dans certains MFIP. Avec ce film, Linklater faisait une incursion dans le cinéma un peu commercial. Subversif cependant, cette histoire de musicien raté, usurpant l'identité d'un instituteur et faisant travailler à ses élèves les grandes pages du rock'n'roll. Une comédie jouissive au son de Mark Bolan, que l'on vient d'entendre, mais aussi d'AC/DC, des Clash, Bowie, Le Velvet ou les Ramones.
Hey, Mr. Schneebly.
Hey, Zach.
Just wanted to say, that was a really cool lesson
today. Oh, thanks, dude. I'll see you back in class.
Okay.
I hope you don't mind. I called the blackberry abatement specialist.
The blackberry vines are coming under the wall.
It's in my raised vegetable beds, my worm bins.
It's Tom.
Bernadette Fox.
No card.
Morning, Lucy.
Hey, Mom.
Bernadette Fox was simply the most exciting thing in the world of architecture 20 years ago.
Well, no one told me about her.
I think what happened to my mom is that she got so focused on her family, she forgot about herself.
Honey, are you getting enough sleep?
Sleep? What's up?
Yeah. So from what you're saying, she ran over her mother at school.
Bernadette!
Incoming. What do we do?
Punch her!
And then she created an environment which destroyed a neighbor's home.
People like you must create. If you don't, you become a menace to society.
How would I know? Why should I care?
Something unexpected has come up.
Just thinking about it's got my heart racing.
Please don't bother trying to find her.
I have concocted a plan.
Bernadette!
She's not there!
Thank you. Les Ramones, puis un extrait de Bernadette, alias Kate Blanchett, dernier film en date de Richard Linklater pour conclure certains LEMFIP. Pour prolonger le plaisir, on vous rappelle cette rétrospective au Centre Pompidou à Paris jusqu'au 6 janvier, accompagnée d'une importante exposition de photographies, documents, vidéos et de films inédits. Sachez également que si Boyhood s'étalait sur 12 ans, son nouveau projet se déroulera, lui, sur 20 ans. L'adaptation d'une comédie musicale de Sondheim autour d'un compositeur quittant Broadway pour Hollywood, alors vivement 2040. La semaine prochaine, nous poursuivrons notre voyage dans le temps avec une émission Roi et Reine, à l'occasion de l'exposition de la Conciergerie consacrée à Marie-Antoinette, dont Phoebe est partenaire.
Friendship between Austria and France must be cemented by marriage. My youngest daughter Antoine will be queen of France.
It is a custom that the bride retain nothing belonging to a foreign court.
You represent the future. All eyes will be on you.
She looks like a child. So, I've heard you make keys as a hobby?
Yes.
It'd be interesting to see how long she lasts.
What on earth is going on with that young couple?
It's a disaster.
This is ridiculous.
This, madame.
The problem of a leisure, what to do for pleasure. I do love a new purchase.
Ooh. I'm afraid the Queen has a somewhat artistic temperament.
It's not too much, is it?
Oh, no.
Don't they ever get tired of these ridiculous stories?
Now, no more talking.
Avanti!
Azione!
Traveling!
Silenzio!